and then a little path to trot along to the side of them to walk.
Boy.
But now we had horses. We always did have horses. You know, we could ride anywhere.
Well, if you needed to get something when you were small, or if you're, you said your father was PV farm.
Well, yeah.
If he needed something that he couldn't get nearby, where did he usually go?
Well, we generally went to Elk Park, crossed over the state line, North Carolina line.
Mm-hmm.
And now, my husband's grandfather had a store right out here on the turn. But that was before I come here, I don't know. And then, too, his mother had a store right out here where the school buses were sitting when we was married.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take to make a journey like that? Was it a day and a half?
Well, they had to walk, the people had horses, you know, to ride the horse. Mm-hmm. No. Now, this lady is telling you about up here, she'd be the best to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to get shed at you, though, to tell the truth. She's telling me the other day, said that people from the Walnut Mountain would come to their house like today or this evening, and then they'd spend the night there, then they'd go on to Roan Mountain, and then they'd walk back to their house and spend the night and go back. Now that's the way people fared then. And they had meals, what we called grist mills.
Mm-hmm.
And
were there many around here?
There's one right up here that I went to many times, rode a horse and, you know.
Still there? Or
no,
there?
And my husband's grandfather owned his. And do you know anything about how they do a thing like that? You want me to tell you?
I sure would. I would like.
Well, it's a hopper, great big hopper this way. He'd hold a bushel, or I might be 2 bushels to put it full. And he'd pour that in there, and he had a flume. I call it a trough. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, it went in a branch way up yonder, you know, and it put water out over a big wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And when he'd start to turn that on to grind the corn, or now he ground wheat and rye too. Well, he had a I don't know what he called that, but I'd call it a cutoff, that he mashed down on the handle of the thing that cut the water off, and that, and when he cut that off, it'd overflow out back yonder and wouldn't come over the wheel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when he'd do that, when I was a child, I'd fly out there to catch fish. Just as quick as he turned that water on, I'd go out there to catch fish. And now there ain't none up there. But then in making the wheat, he had a thing looked like silk to me. It's a bolting, I guess you call it a bolting machine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, he'd put in there, and you couldn't tell it from flour when it was dark color.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did see no rye meal. I don't believe it did.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have raised it, I know that, and I guess maybe you've seen it. But it's dark, when, you know, when you just grind it that way.
How far in do people come to use the
mill? Well, that up there was the only one there was around here anywhere that I knew of. Now there's one, I think the big wheel's there yet, down here right next to Valley Forge.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the wheel's there, but they don't. And then too, now we had a grist mill, my husband and me, but we run it with a gasoline engine.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to tell you a while ago how we got water up there. It's built upon a hill, and we wasn't able to dig a well, and there wasn't no water there. Well, now there was a little come down the...
Wait, this is water for drinking?
For drinking, yeah. Uh-huh. And there was a good spring down below the house, right down there, I guess 500 yards or maybe further. And he went down there and cemented that spring up, made a good big spring.
And why do you want to do that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we took a wheel, an old, you've never seen one of them, it was an old car wheel with spokes in it. Did you ever see one?
I think maybe I know.
Well, they all had them then.
Uh-huh.
And he put that up on a thing to turn the handle to it. And we called it a windlass. Now, it had to go over the road and on down and under the railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just take and put our bucket. It had a wash dress down there. We'd take her, put her bucket on there, and when hit that water, hit a dip, then we'd roll it back up with that windlass. Then he told me before we moved to Paris, he said, "Now, Mom, I don't never mean for you to carry water." And he fixed it to get that way till we got able enough.